With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In his tour of the critical Blue Wall battleground states, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports unions are expected to play an important role this year.
All three Blue Wall states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, have deep ties to organized labor. But it's especially true here in the home of the big three automakers. Union voters have traditionally been a rock-solid base for the Democratic Party, but Kamala Harris failed to secure two key union endorsements that went for Joe Biden in 2020. Donald Trump has sought to capture union worker votes by slamming the vice president's support of electric vehicles and arguing he's the better candidate for rank-and-file workers. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Detroit.
Pastor Jack Hibbs of California's Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, says Christians who fail to vote are doing much more than merely staying out of politics.
I think it's more than anything being political. I believe it is a spiritual issue. It's a responsibility that the Christian is not managing or stewarding well at all.
Pastor Hibbs told the Salem Radio Network Christians in the U.S. have a tendency to register as voters, but many fail to actually turn out on Election Day, something he says has handed Democrats a number of narrow victories, allowing them to advance policies that are hurting the country. Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy of Montana says the military has seen a major decline, and the biggest factor has been a lack of focus on combat lethality for the U.S. military.
Our men and women, their number one priority must always be the ability to close with and kill the enemy. That's a fact. That's what they are meant to do, whether it's flying jets, driving submarines, or shooting a rifle.
Sheehy says during the Biden-Harris administration, the focus has shifted toward things like greenhouse gas emissions for fighter jets and DEI standards for military promotions. This is SRN News. A new look at America's attitudes about LGBT issues. Here's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 66% of adults support gay marriage. However, 57% say your driver's license and other government IDs should bear the gender you were born as, not the one you may be living as now.
And Michael Harrington also reports that the National Religious Broadcasters want you to cast a ballot this election year.
The organization is flooding the airwaves and social media with a series of public service announcements designed to get Christians to the polls on Election Day. The spots feature evangelical leaders such as John MacArthur, David Jeremiah, and Robert Jeffress, and are aimed at the millions of believers whom statistics indicate are liable to sit out this election. Experts point out that mobilizing just a portion of these people would change the outcome of the vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And this is SRN News. The Mississippi Gulf Coast will have an oyster season for the first time since 2018.
The season will open at sunrise November 13th in 8 harvesting areas. But the season will only last 10 days, but will help get Mississippi oysters back on the market. The limited season will help keep overfishing at bay so that oyster growth can be preserved. John Scott reporting.
Up and down Florida's Gulf Coast, residents are deciding whether to stay or go following two recent hurricanes.
Such questions about Florida's appeal are raised regularly after the state experiences a busy hurricane season. If moves into the state offer any answer, then hurricanes have served little as deterrents. Florida's population has grown by a third to 23 million residents in the two decades since Charlie, Francis, Jean, and Ivan ravaged the state.
That is Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.